But lively discussion today. I know you have some items you wanted to get to for sure before we wrapped up today, though, Lyle.
Sure, Lyle. These are just some announcements of some events that the Chamber is hosting, but are open to the general public. This isn't. We have Justin Patton coming in actually next week, October the 25th, and he's going to be at the KSU Alumni Center putting on two sessions. And I think that these are interactive sessions that are open to the general public. This gets into things like how do you develop as a leader yourself and your team and your business or civic club or organization. And Justin has worked with General Electric, the NCAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Humana, other Fortune 500 companies. We're very fortunate to have him. He's written some books. We have two sessions. It is open to the general public. There is a fee. It's $70 per session for the general public, $55 for if you're a chamber member. And so you can get information calling the chamber or stopping by and registering, 776-8829, 501 Points Avenue is where we're located. Today or tomorrow is the absolute deadline. We have a few slots left. We've actually sold out one session, and we're getting close on the other, but it's just exceptional. But again, you can go online and register at themanhattan.org, or you can call 776-8829 or stop by the chamber. The other thing, other program, again, that is open, you do not have to be a chamber member. We have a leadership program, and we need this form completed. This is simply a nomination form, and you can nominate yourself to go through the program. We select between 16 and 20 people each year to go through a very intense leadership program and then an opportunity to meet with leaders in our community and in our region. And it's a great program, starts in January, but you have to go through a nomination and application. And right now we're in the nominating form. So it's very simple. Again, you can call the chamber, you can go online and register and ask to be nominated, and you can nominate yourself. So we generally get about 55 to 60 people that apply each year, and we can only choose between 16 and 20. That's all the size that we can do. So we encourage people to do it. It's an outstanding program. And lastly, Kathy, just want to mention that we're still taking reservations, and again, do not have to be a chamber member. Chambers working with the Salina Chamber, as we have in the last several years, to go on some pretty neat international trips. And coming up in March of 2018, we're going 1 week the French Riviera, another week Greece, and you can do both, or you can just choose one. And again, we have information at the chamber online, or you can stop by and pick up information. But we are closing that off at the end of October. So we have a lot of people that have expressed some interest in going, but they're going to have to sign up by the end of October.
I know you're addressing the Riley County Commissioners today. Maybe a sneak preview of some of the highlights of what you hope to talk to them about.
Well, Kathy, some of the things they're interested in, the local economy, what's happening. And I think that some of the things we'll just review again, it just talks about the unemployment rate, which is very low. We have lots of openings for jobs, which is good in our community. We do have some concerns with the sales tax being relatively flat. You know, for many, many years, we've just had tremendous growth in sales tax, both of the county sales tax and the city sales tax. But we have two things, and you've reported that, the K-State is going to be addressing this issue. But if you look at the last 3 years, and especially this year, we dropped almost 1,000 students, and that has a huge economic impact on this community when we are down almost 2,000 students from 3 years ago. And so the university, its leadership team, and the president have put together a task force that's really digging in and going to see what are the issues and what are the things can we change at the university, and if there's issues in our local community. We want to work with the university and be a great partner and a team player to help address those issues. But when you're down 2,000 students, they rent apartments. And as you announced, I think it was yesterday, that K-State, because of that, is having to cut almost $12 million out of their budget, and that's going to hurt. That money comes into this community. And so you just have a little bit of a snowball effect. And those students rent places. They buy food. Their parents, their girlfriends, boyfriends, brothers and sisters come visit. They eat in restaurants. They spend money in our community. So we miss that. And then the other side of the coin is Fort Riley, which over a past few years, due to federal issues, sequestration and other things, and I know that you talk to our federal legislators, it's affected the amount of soldiers and families that are at Fort Riley. So our community is being hit by those two events. The good news is the third leg of the stool, which is the general business community, continues to grow. And just like we read the earlier part of this program, we talk about the businesses that are expanding, relocating, adding on, or new ones coming to the community. So we are creating new jobs all the time, and the community from that standpoint is growing. But when you look at the fact that we're down about 2,400 soldiers at Fort Riley and their respective families, and now we're down 2,000 students, that is one. And then the third piece is the internet sales tax, where people are buying things online and not having to pay local sales tax. Those three things coming together is affecting our local economy, specifically our sales tax revenue.
And I appreciate that, because all too often we talk about all these openings soon and all the wonderful things, and things aren't perfect.
No, they're not. And I think that at the federal level, we were in Washington, D.C. last week, the city, the chamber, our local AUSA chapter, the Association of the United States Army. We got a chance to meet with some of our federal legislators and their staffs. We met with all the staffs of all of our legislators, but because it was a holiday last weekend for federal, some of our federal legislators were actually here in Kansas. But we did get to meet with all their key staffers and talk about our concerns with Fort Riley, with the military, with sequestration. And there's some things that are trying to happen, and if they go one way or another, we may get some additional soldiers in 2 or 3 years back at Fort Riley. But you also know we're also continue to have lots of deployments. We have lots of soldiers. We had a big group, 3,300, go out in September, and there's going to be some more going out later this year and into next year. So when the soldiers are gone, they obviously and their families don't spend the same kind of money when they're here locally. So, yes, those two pieces have been very, very important parts of this local and regional economy, and we just have to keep our eye on all of that.
I know Junction City in particular is probably feeling the effects of that aspect.
Yeah, and I know their school enrollment has dropped quite a bit in the last couple of years due to those changes at Fort Riley, so they see it. We're fortunate in Manhattan, where I think the final figures were we were up in our school district about a couple of hundred students. So, again, the business community is doing pretty well, but they are feeling the pinch of less students and less soldiers and their families in this community. So we're not growing at the sustained rate, and we hope to get some of those things back on track. And, again, we appreciate President Myers taking a real leadership role in tackling this issue head on, because K-State's a great place, got a great educational opportunity, and so they're really going to dig into it, and we've offered as a community to also assist the university. It's a partnership. We all have to work together, just as we're doing with Fort Riley.
Again, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with us today. You've been listening to In Focus.
Full day tomorrow, Greg Eystone with Riley County Extension on fall gardening. We'll get an update on happenings at the Riley County Senior Service Center. We'll also talk about the renewal of the sales tax issue and Hogtoberfest.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. As Puerto Rico recovers slowly from Hurricane Maria, the island's governor is meeting with the president of the White House. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy is there.
Before his Oval Office meeting with President Trump, Puerto Rico's governor had...